This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Be anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Get out to the, Slim Pickens. Phones are wide open, 404-726-0929. If you want to jump on hold and ask us a question here over the next 15 minutes, we're going to need more than one, so 404-726-0929, although Mo's questions do tend to be long, so we'll kick it off with Mo in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy, Randy. Yo, Andy, it's funny you said Slim Pickens. I actually used to be in a rap group called Slim Pickens, man.
Is that right?
Rock group?
Yeah. No, rap group.
Oh, rap group. Okay.
Yep. Called Slim Pickens. We actually came and performed in Athens when you were in school.
You might have seen him.
How did I miss that one, Mo?
You maybe didn't. Maybe you were there.
I don't know. Hey, I got one for you. So, look, we just had graduation this weekend as well. We had a little graduation party. I'm going to preface this by saying I got five daughters, right? So, all of them that have had boyfriends, like, they know. I'm kind of cool, but I'm a kind of sort of go at your boyfriend as well. So, the little boyfriend is there. And we get to talk about basketball. So, you know, we're going back and forth. There's a little bit of banter. But the next day, I get a phone call saying that the little boy, mama done called and said that he felt like he was bullied.
Bullied by you?
I was like, what? Yeah. I said, what? So, here was the whole thing. All I said to I said him, look, I played ball in college. I'll back you down. You little, and you look real frail. Right. I was like, I don't even know if you should be dating my daughter, et cetera, et cetera.
That don't sound like no bully. That just sound like giving up, passing on some information to him.
So thank you. So, good. Wifey was mad at me. She's like, you need to call his mom and you need to apologize. I said, I'm not going to call
hell
and
no.
apologize
exactly.
for him being soft as hell.
Yes, exactly.
Like, I really turned
exactly.
into you. So, we've been going back and forth. She's talking about something. Oh, well, go ahead and call your boys since today you're off day and see what they got to say. I said, I sure will. So, was I wrong and should I apologize?
Hell no. Hell no, you ain't wrong, and you bet not apologize.
I'll sit this one out.
Man, you bet not apologize.
I don't
man.
Understand.
Man, blank that little mushmouth, soft, frail boy. No, don't apologize, Mo. Don't apologize, because you know what? That means he ain't right for your woman. If I think my son, remember that little boy with the fishy ass,
uh-huh.
the wet palm?
Yep.
Yeah. He wasn't right for my damn daughter. You know what she did? she listened to her father kick his little soft ass to the curb.
Yeah.
Now this new one, I was like, hey, you going to college? They don't have no boyfriend.
Yeah.
So that's over too. But yeah. No.
All I want to know, and it doesn't really matter one way or the other. I just want to know how did the conversation get from we're talking about basketball to me then making sure that I let you know that I played in college and I'll back your ass down and you look frail.
Yeah.
Because that's not like, there's some steps in between there.
Not really.
No, you just start off there.
Well, you dealing with your daughter's boyfriend? Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
I mean, my daughter's 4, so I'm not there yet.
Mo,
I'm not there
Mo,
yet.
Mo,
but.
Mo, do not apply. If you're going to have your daughter, daddy. I don't care. Don't apologize.
Okay.
Don't apologize.
Come back to me in like 14 years, and then I'll give you my take on that
one. Don't apologize.
I'm not there yet. Christian is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Christian. Christian? Gone. Hopefully he's okay. Chris is in Atlanta. Hey, Chris.
Oh, hi, guys. So I'm trying to figure out what our base defense is going to be next year. Mm. It's in their most offensive play, 3 wide receiver and 1 tight end.
Yeah, right.
So we're going to be rushing James Pierce and Jalen Walker. Mm-hmm. So are we going to have 2 down linemen? And then are we going to play with 3 linebackers along with them?
You just trying to figure that out? That's a
question.
He's breaking up. Oh, he had more.
He's breaking up.
I'm trying to figure out if we're rushing like 5 each down.
Okay.
All right. Got appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
I think everything's going to be game plan specific. You know, sometimes you're going to play with more interior guys just depending on, you know, the opponent. One of my favorite stories. I think it was Peyton Manning. And I forgot who they played. But, you know, remember how Peyton and then that the offense they ran in with the Colts. Well, I guess the other team, they only had like 1 defensive tackle, Andy, and the rest were all rushers, small defensive end. I think Peyton Manning ran the ball 50 damn times that game. So I think, you know, when you're sitting there trying to say, well, we're going to do this week and this that week, I think everything is just really, you know, game plan specific.
I also think we're just in a different era of 3-4-4-3.
Yes, we are.
It's not really – you're just going to be in a nickel defense so much of the time because of the way that the offense has receivers out there. So, so I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, it's going to – I mean, get out of the whole base anything anymore. The game has completely changed.
Yeah.
Completely changed.
Susan is in Atlanta. Hey, Susan.
Hey, guys. I really enjoyed the tour championship discussion, and I'm glad to hear that they've made those changes.
Me too.
Just made me think, which one of you is the better golfer?
Oh, I could beat Andy. I could beat Andy. If I take it serious, I could beat Andy.
All right.
Abe.
You can have that one if you want.
I'll take the Abe approach. If I take it serious and train for like a month,
okay.
Yeah.
What was the question? I missed it. What was it?
Randy's sitting here saying he'd beat me at golf if he trained for a month.
Yeah, if I trained for a month.
I'm not going to take the bait.
Yeah.
Randy's a great athlete, so.
I can't play golf, though.
There's a chance but that maybe that would happen.
No. Nah. My athleticism does not help my golf game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drive competition?
No.
I don't know.
Does it have to go straight?
I'm pretty good. I feel comfortable
they
with
have
my
to
golf
be
game.
In the field of play for a long drive.
You're like, supposed to be in the fairway.
I know that, but I'm just
you're
saying, like, if we're doing it, does that happen?
Oh, well, it won't matter either way.
I can slice it a mile.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just, you know, put a ball detector on it, put like a detector or something.
Yeah, we could do it. They have like the track man, right? That'll tell you where it goes.
Okay.
But I think I would be comfortable. I think I would be fine.
As far as what?
If we played.
Yeah.
I'd probably be okay.
Yeah. Is it a whole 18? Is it all 18?
Do you want it to be?
No, that's what I'm saying.
How much time do you have?
Like, is it all 18? Can we just like do like maybe like every other hole? Or
we could play 9.
Okay.
Is that going to help?
No. I just want to play 18.
It's like the Thunder Timberwolves game last night.
I just want to play 18.
We don't need 18 to show.
I don't want to play 18.
We could play the first 3 and then go to the bar.
Yeah, that's probably fine.
Yeah, we're good. Justin's in Athens. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing great. So I was raised in a generation where your mom and daddy still looks butt.
Dang, Justin, your connection's bad. We can't hear you, so call back. Maybe it'll sound better. Skip is in the Yammobile. Hey, Skip.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Okay. All right. Have you ever had a movie scene in any kind of movie, okay, a scary movie or whatever, that still affects you today? My example is that if you ever seen Final Destination 2 on that highway scene
with the damn logs. Yes.
With them damn logs with the logs on the truck.
Yes.
How many people I've seen the last couple of days would not get behind that truck? So it lets me know a lot of people have watched that part of the scene in the movie. That truck got the whole expressway to itself. So is it a movie scene that affects y'all today? That y'all have seen, and I'll
let
you later.
Yeah, right there.
I think everybody thinks that when they drive behind the logging truck.
It is definitely the logs behind on the truck, 100%.
Yeah, I don't know that I have any other like horror movie scenes that stick out. That
I don't go to lakes at night.
Huh?
I don't go to lakes at night.
You don't jump in the lake at night because of which one?
I don't go to lakes at night.
Because of what movie?
Jason.
Oh, Jason. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, the Freddy Krueger ones, it's like you just don't go to sleep.
Right.
Because Freddy, that's where he gets you. It's tough.
Like, that dude cut off his eyelids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try not to sleep. The movie scene that I think of, like, from time to time, and I don't know why, but it just comes in my mind, is I think it was Kickboxer, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Jean-Claude Van Damme and he fought Tong Po,
mm-hmm.
didn't they dip their hands in glass?
They dumped it in honey.
Was it glue and then glass or honey and then glass?
Honey and glass, yes.
Anytime I go to the recycling center and there's all kinds of broken glass when you recycle the glass,
think of that.
I'm like, what if I just dip my hands in there and had to fight Tong Po?
Just make sure you got the wraps.
You
got to
put the wrap on there.
Put the wraps on.
I don't know. That part of it was like, dang, that's even crazier.
The only thing I wasn't buying about that scene was that the honey was holding the glass like that.
Was it honey?
I think it was honey.
I always thought it was glue.
I thought it was honey.
Why would it be honey?
I don't know, but I thought it was honey. I don't know why.
Why'd you think it was honey?
Because I thought she said honey.
Oh, okay.
Burlap wrapped in honey.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. I don't remember that. I just remember that dipping in glass.
I think that's what it was.
Maybe it was. That's hardcore.
Yeah, man.
I don't want to fight Tong Po.
Without it. Yeah.
Let alone with a glass shard.
Give me a dog pole.
Have you guys watched any of the other movies in the Kickboxer series?
Yes, and they're all awful.
I have.
Well, yes, they are awful. Tong Po loses awful. Like five fights.
He gets his ass whooped every
what
fight.
What is? I mean,
why does he keep coming back?
He's the worst champ.
He stayed getting beat down.
Jean-Claude took his soul.
Jean-Claude, then they had the other.
Because he broke the dude's spine the first time.
And then, I mean, it's just awful.
And then he was kicking the pillar.
You what.
Remember
you
when
take
they
your
went,
best
he was like,
shot.
You could feel the building shaking in the movie, and then they were like, what's going on? Oh, he's warming up by kicking the pillar of the building.
Yeah. It's one thing to lose to Jean-Claude Van Damme. This dude got his butt beat like three times by Sasha Mitchell.
Yes. Yeah, that was the cousin from Step by Step.
Yeah, yes. Man, it was.
That was the guy that lived in the van in the driveway in Step by Step.
He blinded himself. I tell you, take your best shot. Get out of here, man.
Nah, man, don't
God,
watch.
He was awful.
Avoid sequels. They're all garbage.
That was awful.
Lacey is in Cartersville. Hey, Lacey.
Awful.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to start off saying that you guys are probably my favorite radio show of all time. 11 to 2 is probably my favorite time to be in my truck traveling around.
What do you mean probably?
What do you mean probably?
What's all that probably?
Come on, man. With your chest.
Well, I take the probably out of it. Take the probably
right,
out
thank
of
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you. You got it. But my question is, what is one piece of advice you would give to a first-time dad, girl dad at that?
Oh,
sleep.
Okay.
When they're asleep, you try to be asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And no 2 days are alike.
That is exactly what I was about to say.
Yep.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yep.
We always do like the immediate advice of definitely sleep for sure and all that kind of stuff. I think you're probably going to figure that out. The hard part is going to be is just when you think you've figured something out. It's like, all right, we got their sleep schedule down, or I don't know, this is the feeding schedule is right, or this is the food, that, like, whatever. Like, I don't know, when does this change? Because we're almost five with Lily. And it still feels like every time I figure something out, it works for a week, and then it switches.
It's all about when they're independent and can take care of themselves.
Okay. Does it normalize at some point?
It does.
Okay.
When they start taking care, being able to take care of themselves, it kind of – when the responsibility is like taken away that you don't have to make sure that they're clean.
You don't have to do everything.
And you don't have to do everything.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
Because I'm saying that's not just for the first year or two, because we're going on five and it's still like, okay, good. This is, we got it. We got this routine. And then all of a sudden, she's like, nope, not anymore.
Yeah, no.
That's not, that worked yesterday. Now you got to do this. Yeah. It's like, okay. So it's just a constant puzzle.
Love on them. And yeah, just love on them.
That's it.
Just love on them.
As long as you're, here's the thing. There's two kinds of parents. Ones that do their best and ones that don't.
Yep.
Right? Just be the one that does their best. There's no right, you know, you're going to make mistakes, all that kind of stuff.
There is no perfect parent.
No, there's no perfect parent, but there are, though. Like, the perfect parent is you and me and Bo and the ones that try their hardest.
Yeah.
Made a million mistakes, but at least you did it with the best effort, right? Like, there's only, you know, just do your best, and that's all you can do. Larry is in the truck. Hey, Larry.
Larry!
Hey, what's happening, folks?
Hello, Larry.
As far as the two things, I want to be there when Randy and Andy play golf. I want to go with you guys. And I want to watch because I think Andy is sneaky good. I've heard that he's playing some golf.
No. Andy's really good.
I heard he was sneaky good.
It's not sneaky. Nothing sneaky about it, Larry.
Yeah.
The trophy's on the shelf.
Yeah, you got to watch yourself, Larry.
Trophy's on the shelf.
But the other thing is for the other gentleman who called in about, you know, the only thing you could do now is take the young man out to the basketball court. And, you know, look, say, hey, I'm not trying to bully you, but let's just go play some basketball.
Yeah, like it does seem like there's an obvious, if there is a potential for a bond, it doesn't seem like there is.
Yeah.
It seems like that relationship is ruined.
The young
but it
boys
also seemed like that was the goal.
Yeah, that was the goal.
The goal was to ruin the relationship.
Yeah.
The young boys today don't play ball the way we played, you know, in the park. And it was, you know, it was some hard fouls. And it wasn't no calling, you know.
Are they? Thank you, Larry. Do we have? Are we foul merchants at the park now?
Foul.
Are we?
I don't know. I don't go to the park.
Are we SGA at the park?
Foul.
No, you guys aren't doing that at the park, are they?
Over damn dribbler now.
Oh, for sure.
Over dribbling. Everybody wants to three.
And step back from everywhere. Yes. All right. Takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Andy likes fingertips.
What?
Andy likes fingertips.
What?
Andy likes fingertips.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Okay, I do. All 10 of them. Take the probably out of it.
Yeah.
Just say it. Say it with your chest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Andy wore Lululemon shorts. Randy noticed. Now they're Lulu guys.
Earlier today, Randy questioned if a man was fast in the hole.
I mean, I'm just curious.
How's he looked?
How's he looked?
Something bad happened.
Yeah, Smith Sharp just got hit.
Well, that was a home run.
And that was a home run. But now he looks like he hurt himself. So that's not good.
Cool. All right. Well, that's Dukes and Bell's problem now. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.